External versus internal losses. There are many different types of losses. You can lose your keys, a game or contest, money, your mind, esteem, self-control, your parents, a bet, a job, etc. However, all losses can be categorized either as 1. Internal, such as self-control, esteem, love, your mind, or 2. External, such as a bet, a game or contest, money. External losses are objective and internal losses are subjective. That is, an external loss is not open to subjective individual interpretation. It is an objective fact. On the other hand, an internal loss is defined in terms of the individual, that is, subject, experiencing it. In other words, a loss is objective when it is the same for me, you, and anyone else. The loss is subjective when it differs from one person to another, when it is entirely a personal experience. For instance, thousands of people die every day, but those deaths aren't losses to everyone, only to those who are directly and personally, that is, internally and emotionally, affected. This type of loss is an internal loss and is a function of and created by the feelings and reactions of the person experiencing them. This means the loss is subjective and definable only in terms of the individual experiencing it. On the other hand, when Kentucky loses a basketball game, it is no more of a loss for a member of the losing team than for a spectator in terms of it being an external, objective fact. Both people are totally outside the definition of the event itself. Anyone who was watching the game can tell you which team lost, and everyone watching would tell you the same thing. An objective loss is impervious to how you feel about it or react to it. It's not subject to anyone's appraisal. It must be accepted without evaluation. The player and spectator just mentioned could personalize this external loss if they equated their self-esteem with the success or failure of the team. This would internalize an external loss. Because people tend to regard loss, wrong, bad, and failure as the same thing, it is little wonder that loss is a dirty word in our vocabulary. However, in the markets, losses should be viewed like the light bulbs or rotten fruit mentioned earlier, part of the business and taken with equanimity. Loss is not the same as wrong, and loss is not necessarily bad. For example, consider exiting a losing position with a small loss, but before the loss got bigger. That was a loss, but it was a good decision. By the same token, a profitable trade based on a tip may be bad because of the dangers of following tips. That is, the tipster may have incorrect information or he doesn't tell you when to get out. Market losses are external, objective losses. It's only when you internalize the loss that it becomes subjective. This involves your ego and causes you to view it in a negative way as a failure, something that is wrong or bad. Since psychology deals with your ego, if you can eliminate ego from the decision-making process, you can begin to control the losses caused by psychological factors. The trick to preventing market losses from becoming internal losses is to understand how it happens and then avoid those processes.